Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham dhammam sangham namassami. So I wanted to put another plug in for Elements Meditation. I've certainly found it fruitful in my own practice, so that I wanted to. There's a particular way that a technique that Paul Sayadaw uses, so I thought I would read that out. And put a bit of a context for the elements meditation, in the sense that there is concentration and samadhi that arises from using elements and just keeping the mind directed to that kind of reflection and attention. But besides the kind of samadhi and stability of mind that it creates, I think its main function is establishing the perception and the insight into anatta, so the anatta sanya, that kind of perception of non-self, looking at things through the lens of the elements, and particularly in relationship to the body. But the natural tendency is, when one has that insight into the body, or the holding a perception of the body, then the mind extrapolates to the mind itself. So it's just a natural way that the mind works. We work, the mind works in with associative functions. That's the actual kind of duty of perception, and it's how it associates and make those associations. And so then that they. It's an easy switch to recognize the non-self nature of the mind when one perceives the body, and that that phrase that comes up in the all through the suttas, but in particularly, I mean, we're familiar with it in the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, of that phrase of "this is not mine, this I am not, this is not myself." Ne tang mamma ne so hamasami na me so ata, and being able to reflect, investigate, and see things in that light, and also when we view things in that light and bring that up. Okay, let's turn it over. This is not mine. I am not this. This is not myself. It counters the tendency of the mind toward tanha, mana, and ditti. Those are three types of defilement within the mind. They're called papancha dhammas, and they're that which proliferates the mind, so that "this is mine," is an expression of tanha, of desire. This is so. Then that countering that with, okay, this is not mine. Ne tang mama, this is not mine. The body, we're particularly using this in perspective with the in context with the. Kaya and upasana, Satipatthana, so the base of mindfulness, using the body, are assumption of I am this or this am I is the expression of mana, or which translated in English as conceit, which is you have to expand your idea of conceit to fit in with the Buddhist thing, because conceit from the Buddhist perspective is comparing oneself in terms of either inferior, equal, or superior, any kind of comparison toward others. So, and then the expression of from this is myself is a view, a ditti. It's a kind of a view, a fixed view that we hold, and that so that reflection on okay, this is not mine. This I am not. This is not myself. It counters those impulses in the mind that are that proliferate through desire, through conceit, through views. So that's a major function of all of the practice, but certainly the elements, contemplation. So then I'll read from a book of Park Sydow's called Knowing and Seeing, and it's his explanation of the elements of meditation and tools that they use, and of course Park Sydow is holds very closely to the commentaries of Visuddhimagga, so this is a very traditional approach. In the Pali text, there are two ways to develop four elements meditation, in brief and in detail. The brief is those of quick understanding, and the detailed for those who have difficulty with the brief one. The Buddha taught the brief method in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. A bhikkhu reviews his very body, however it be placed or disposed, as consisting of just elements thus. There are in this body just the earth element, the water element, the fire element, the wind element. And then the Visuddhimagga explains further. So firstly, one of quick understanding who wants to develop this meditation should go into solitary retreat. Then he should advert to his entire material body and discern the elements in brief in this way. In this body, one, what is hardness or roughness is the earth element. Two, what is flowing or cohesion is the water element. Three, what is maturing or heat is the fire element. Four, what is pushing or supporting is the wind element. And he should advert and give attention to it and review it again and again as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element. That is to say, as mere elements, not a being and not a self. Our alternative, there are these four bodily parts mentioned by the elder Sariputta for the purpose of showing the absence of any living being in the four, or any substantial being, in the four great primary elements. Thus, when a space is enclosed with the bones, sinews, flesh, and skin, there comes to be the term materiality. And it should resolve each of these, separating them out by the hand of knowledge, and then discern them in the way already stated. Thus, in these, what is hardness, so on, as its objects. As taught in Pa'a Thawiya Monastery, in accordance with the Dhamma Sanghani, which is an Abhidhamma text, you should discern the four elements in the whole body as 12 characteristics. So the earth element are hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. The water element as flowing and cohesion. The fire element as heat and cold. The wind element as supporting or pushing. To develop this meditation, you must learn how to discern each of the 12 characteristics one at a time. Usually the beginner is first taught the characteristics easier to discern and later the more difficult ones. They are usually taught in this order: pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, supporting, softness, smoothness, lightness, heat, coldness, cohesion, flowing. Each characteristic must be discerned in first one place in the body and then throughout the body. How you see the 12 characteristics. 1. Pushing. To discern pushing, begin by being aware, through the sense of touch, of pushing in the center of your head as you breathe in and out. When you discern it, concentrate on it until it becomes clear to your mind. Then move your awareness to a part of the body nearby and try to find pushing there. This way you will slowly be able to discern pushing first in the head, then the neck, the trunk of the body, the arms, and the legs and feet. Do it again and again, many times, until wherever you place your awareness in the body, you see pushing easily. If the pushing of the breath in the center of the head is not easy to discern, then try to feel the pushing as the chest expands, or the abdomen, or as the abdomen moves when breathing. If that is not clear, try to feel the pulse or any other obvious form of pushing. Wherever there is movement, there is pushing. Wherever you begin, you must slowly develop your understanding so that you discern pushing throughout the body, from head to foot. In some places it will be obvious, in other places less so, but it is present throughout the body. When you are satisfied that you can see pushing, try to find hardness. 2. To discern hardness, To discern hardness, bite your teeth together and feel how hard they are. Relax your bite and feel their hardness. When you can feel this, try to discern hardness throughout the body systematically from head to foot, in the same way as you did to discern pushing. Do not deliberately tense the body. When you can discern hardness throughout the body, again try to find pushing throughout the body. Alternate between these two, pushing and hardness, again and again, discerning pushing throughout the body and then hardness throughout the body from head to foot. Repeat this many times until you are satisfied that you can do it. 3. Roughness. To discern roughness, rub your tongue over the edge of your teeth, or brush your hand over your robe, or the skin of your arm, and feel roughness. Now try to discern roughness throughout the body systematically as before. If you cannot feel roughness, try looking at pushing and hardness again, and you may discern it with them. When you can discern roughness, go back to discern the three, pushing, hardness, roughness, one at a time, again and again, throughout the body, until you are satisfied. 4. Heaviness. To discern heaviness, place one hand on top of the other in your lap, and feel the heaviness of the top hand, or feel the heaviness of the head by bending it forward. Practice systematically until you discern heaviness throughout the body. When you can discern heaviness clearly, try to find the four, pushing, hardness, roughness, and heaviness, in turn, throughout the body until you are satisfied. 5. Supporting. To discern supporting, relax your back so your body bends forward. Then straighten it and keep it straight. The force that keeps the body straight is supporting. Practice systematically until you discern supporting throughout the body. If it is not clear, try to discern it together with hardness, as this can make it easier. Then, when you can discern supporting easily, try to find the five, pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, and supporting throughout the body. 6. Softness. To discern softness, press your tongue against the inside of your lower lip to feel its softness. Then relax your body and practice systematically until you can discern softness easily throughout the body. Now try to find the six: pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, supporting, and softness throughout the body. 7. Smoothness. To discern smoothness, wet your lips and rub your tongue over them from side to side. Practice until you can discern smoothness throughout the body. Then try to find all 7 characteristics throughout the body. 8. Lightness. To discern lightness, wag a finger up and down and feel its lightness. If you cannot feel it, try to find heaviness again. When you can feel the heaviness of the whole body, then again wag a finger up and down and feel its lightness. Practice until you can discern lightness throughout the body. And then try to find all 8 characteristics. 9. Heat. It is usually very easy to discern heat or warmth throughout the body. Begin by being aware, through the sense of touch, of heat in any place where it is clear to you. And then try to find all 9 characteristics. 10. Cold. To discern cold, feel the coldness of the breath as it enters the nostrils, and then discern it systematically throughout the body. You can now discern 10 characteristics. The first 10 characteristics are all known directly through the sense of touch. But the last 2 characteristics, flowing and cohesion, are inferred from the other 10 characteristics. That is a good reason to teach them last. 11. Cohesion. To discern cohesion, be aware of how the body is held together by the skin, flesh, and sinews. The blood is held inside by the skin, like water in a balloon. Without cohesion, the body would fall into separate pieces and particles. The force of gravity that keeps the body stuck to the earth is also cohesion. If this is not clear, discern all 10 qualities again and again, one at a time throughout the body. When you have become skilled in that, you will find that the quality of cohesion also becomes clear. If it is still not clear, discern just the qualities of pushing and hardness again and again. Then you should feel as if your whole body was wound up in rope. Discern this as cohesion and develop it as you develop the other characteristics. 12. Flowing. To discern flowing, be aware of the saliva flowing in the mouth, the blood flowing through the blood vessels, the air flowing into the lungs, or heat flowing throughout the body. If this is not clear, look at it together with coldness, heat, or pushing, and you may discern flowing. When you can discern all 12 characteristics clearly throughout the body, from head to foot, you should discern them again and again in this order. When satisfied, you should rearrange the order to the one first mentioned in the beginning: hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. And those are the earth element. Flowing, cohesion, water element. Heat, coldness, fire element. Supporting and pushing is the air element. In that order, try to discern each characteristic one at a time from head to foot. You should try to develop this until you can do it quite quickly, at least 3 rounds a minute. While practicing in this way, the elements will for some yogis become unbalanced. Some elements may become excessive and even unbearable. Particularly hardness, heat, and pushing can become excessive. If this occurs, you should concentrate more on the opposite quality and continue to develop concentration in that way. For example, if flowing is in excess, concentrate more on cohesion. Or if supporting is in excess, concentrate more on pushing. The opposites are hardness and softness, roughness and smoothness, heaviness and lightness, flowing and cohesion, heat and coldness, and supporting and pushing. It is for the sake of balancing the elements that 12 characteristics were taught in the first place. When the elements are balanced, it is easier to attain concentration. Having now become skilled in the discernment of the 12 characteristics in the whole body, with the 12 characteristics having become clear, you should discern the first six at one glance as the earth element, the next two at one glance as the water element, the next two as the fire element, and the last two as the wind element. You should thus continue to discern earth, water, fire, and wind in order to tranquilize the mind and attain concentration. You should do this again and again, hundreds, thousands, or millions of times. A good method for keeping the mind tranquil and concentrated is to no longer move your awareness from one part of the body to another. Instead, take an overview of the body. It is usually best to take the overview as if you are looking from behind your shoulders. It can also be done as if looking from above your head down, although this may lead to tension and imbalance of the elements. Okay. We'll just see if there's any questions.
The imbalance is mentioned, is that maybe from focusing too much on one quality?
Oftentimes it'll be that, where one focuses in too much on one quality, or one quality is manifesting for some reason or another too much, and then to be able to consciously direct attention in its opposite and balancing way.
Probably worth mentioning this Pollock's technique. I've spent a lot of time on it, and it's been very fruitful for me. Part of meditation practice is learning ways to develop in the areas you're naturally bad at. I am not good at body awareness. And this technique, but working on this extensively for long periods of time has made more, I've made more progress in that direction than with anything else. Very grateful for
it. Yeah, I mean, that's, again, that's one of the reasons why body contemplation is so helpful. Because it is an anchor, it's a grounding, it's a stabilizing force. And it gives a clear readout of where you are, what you're feeling, which may not be the case with just as the mind and moods and impressions and feelings are sort of drifting in and out and all through, and we have the perception that we're kind of rational creatures, that's a real fallacy. that we're just because we can think and about things that were actually rational and have some kind of fundamental sanity. I mean, it's really not the case. Having something that really anchors ourselves is really helpful.
What do you have the page numbers there?
Page 116 to 120. that is the revised edition 2. I imagine it's gone through a few iterations.
Quote we need to approve on. You should quote Winnie the Pooh on that, intellectual versus understanding.
Oh, right. Yes, that great story of Winnie the Pooh, when he goes to visit Rabbit, and Piglet go to visit Rabbit, and so they go to visit Rabbit, and they were sort of hung out and waited and chatted a bit and sort of waited and, you know, hoping that, you know, Rabbit would, you know, offer some honey or something and treat them a little bit, and that didn't happen. So then they left, and after visiting, and Piglet and Pooh were sort of walking along, and Pooh sort of pondering. Rabbit's clever, capital C. Rabbit's clever. Piglet said, "Oh yes, yes." And Rabbit has brain, capital B. Rabbit has brain. Piglet said, "Oh yeah, yeah." He said, "Perhaps that's why he never understands anything." Okay.